When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
I don't hear anything. Oh, is that? Hello, welcome everybody. Hello, Luke. I know why. Check this out. Good morning, everybody.
How about some drops?
Hello, wake up. Zulu, give me a hit. 3, 2. To party. Welcome to Club Random, ladies and gentlemen. So happy to have Zulu in the house.
Thank you for having us.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's introduce Zulu. We got Zulu. Zulu. Wow, what a powerful force. How do you feel playing
you
in this
do that on a podcast.
Room?
You know, it's nice.
It's good.
It's early, but it's nice. It's a nice sound up in here. It's condensed.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
We have, let me just introduce everybody here real quick.
You know
real
what?
Quick.
I'd still fuck
we
her
have
if he was
Anaya
shitting up my but
vocals, which we haven't heard yet.
Yeah.
You're waiting for the big middle of the show, I guess, to break out the voice.
Just a little.
Okay. You know? And then we have on guitar, we got Satchel back there on bass guitar.
You want to say something?
Happy to be here, perhaps?
Nope.
Braxton? Where's Braxton?
Right here.
Braxton?
Braxton of 951 Inland Empire, Lake Elsinore, California.
Okay. Inside jokes. I hope I'm not the butt of them.
No.
Dez?
Dez. What's
and
up?
Back on drums, Christine.
Hello.
Thank you guys for being here. We're going to hear a little mini set from you guys later in the show.
Yes.
Give me a hard hit, like a one singular hit. Well, we'll do it like this. We'll do it like this. I'm gonna introduce Doug, and you give me a bam on Doug. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, DJ Doug Pam. And of course, Victor Berger.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, and thank you. All right, well.
Can Matt get a hit?
Captain Carlin's here.
How about Lieutenant Carson?
All right.
It's fun hits giving hits day. To everybody.
All right, we'll hear from Zulu.
Give Tim a hit, everybody.
Me at two. Ready? One. Wait, I'll go. Boom, boom. Ready? One. All right. Thank you, boys. Why don't you guys take a break? Turn off all the instruments so we don't have that.
One, two.
What, you guys got a Fender deal or what?
Yeah, shout out, shout out.
You do?
Yeah.
Whoa! Yes, let's make nice. Deals!
Thank you to the great people at Fender.
I mean, I kind of like this. I mean, I like Strats, but it's I don't think of Strats when I hear your music.
Yeah. No, not often.
Same but you're making it work. Ooh, there you go. That's the key, humbuckers, nice. Folks.
The Strat with the humbucker? Game changer. You know, they knew what they were doing. They knew who they made this for.
Right. I like it.
Rock and rollers.
Well, do you have different kind of strings than you? What kind of strings
do you have? A wound G?
I'm Ernie Ball, super slinky.
What gauge?
I don't know.
You don't know.
thin or heavy?
Thin.
How about what thickness of pick?
Wreak havoc on my fingers.
What kind
well,
of
listen,
pick?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 200th episode of Office Hours today. It's a huge deal. I began the show with such humble...
I can shred.
Humble aspirations. Just me and my phone on Skype. You are there. Some of you folks have been there the whole time. Some of you have just joined the party. And I gotta say, I think we're gearing up for 200 more. I say that with extreme confidence. Let's see. What should we do? I feel very disconnected, very disoriented.
We should talk to a fan. As yeah, rumor, right?
I'm a little blown away. I know I have a lot to do. I have lots to get to, and I want to make sure I don't miss a thing. What's that song, Doug?
I love
and
it.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Diane Warren wrote that, and her
That's
studio
Aerosmith.
Was right next to
what song?
Where
Who sang it?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith wrote or sang
right?
it. Yeah.
Do we love Aerosmith?
Do we love Aerosmith?
Do you guys love late period Aerosmith? Like
the country rhyme thing with thing in that song.
But. Well, tell me what that is. Because I don't. First of all, please on mic so we can hear you. Because I want to hear what you have to say, and so does our audience.
They rhyme thing with thing in that song.
You mean, where is it? Guys, bring it up so that he's not left out in the cold here.
I'm pretty sure. Every time I think about that song, it bothers me.
It don't want to miss a thing. We'll get to the bottom of that. There's a lot of cheating that goes on in lyrics. Let's take a call. Let's just get into it. Sorry, guys. We have to, like, find our bearings here. We're completely lost.
Let's talk to Maya.
It's a lot.
Maya's a hand
raiser. There's a lot going on today.
This is what you get when you show up at Club Random, ladies and gentlemen.
I wasn't expecting this, but it's Club Random.
I mean,
so.
It is random.
It's very random to get this band in here, yes.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to show y'all.
You're a ceiling fan? By the way, I'm not seeing Zooms up in my screens here, if anybody can get on that, so I can communicate with my audience.
I wanted to show y'all.
You wanted to show me what?
That, hold on.
What the?
Hold on. You can't tell
oh,
us
there's
to
a doggy.
Hold on.
Puppies? There's puppies.
They're little.
Puppies. I need puppies.
Puppies. I think they're only 5 days old.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, puppies. Zulu.
If you don't get rid of them, you're going to bang them up.
Yeah, you're going to keep
personally,
them
personally, I like puppies over cats, but that's me.
I'm with
hot
you.
Hot take, hot take.
No, I love
puppies
it.
Puppies over cats.
Puppies over cats.
Okay. I like puppies, but I'm just allergic to cats. So,
me too.
But I like cats a little more.
I get
so.
Itchy eyes and everything.
It's crazy.
My whole body aches.
Your body aches from being around cats?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Big cats like tigers, and have you ever been around a big tiger?
No.
All
right. Lions, all that.
So you guys are Long Beach cats.
Me?
No.
So I'm a Long Beach guy.
Yeah. I'm actually from Northeast LA, and then he doesn't even claim LA.
I'm from the Inland Empire.
Inland Empire.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I won't let anyone forget it ever.
Well,
I've never met anyone.
San Bernardino.
So.
Yeah.
That's my spot.
Someone so...
Victorville Film Archive. All right. Let me just get to some business here real quick. That's what I should do. Let me just look at my list.
Nice.
First of all, we have our finalists for the Ameripun Idol today. This is huge. Zulu has agreed as a group to come as one judge amongst the other two nitwits back here.
That's right.
We're going to make, that's three. Okay? So that's three judges. Miles got you folks here. 80 Miles got you here, but these guys are going to close it out.
Boom.
And what else? Yeah. A lot of things, Matt.
We got a...
Just a lot of things.
A lot planned. We're going to get your memories.
Let's get a memory right now.
Office hours memories.
Let's get a memory right now. Who's got...
You hand raisers? Wave your actual physical hand if you want to talk about how wonderful we are. Danny Van Zandt.
Hey, y'all. What's up, everybody? Congrats.
Hey, peace and love. Love that peace.
Congrats.
That peace in America. It's like it's all about... That's
guided
what we're talking
voices.
About. Oh, Guided by Voices. There you go. You like Guided by Voices?
Yeah, Tim, actually, that's all.
I like Guided by Voices.
I mean, they're
Tim,
legends.
That's my first foundry.
They have too much music, but
too
I like them.
I agree. Somebody told me, they're like, oh, the first new Guided by Voices is great. I'm like, well, I'll check it out, maybe, but I don't know. It seems like it's just going to sound like Guided by Voices, and I got a lot of it. What's your Guided by Voices review?
Well, I don't listen to the new stuff. I'm in that Facebook group where it's like people who only listen to Guided by Voices. But that's how I first found you. Do you remember doing that? I don't know what interview it's from, but there's a YouTube video of you doing like a on-site parody of Guided by
Voices. It's one of the great moments from the show. I mean, it's one of the great moments from the show.
It's one of your great moments. Is that from Office Hours?
Yes, it is.
Tim, can you recreate that a little bit now? Mm-hmm. Can you show us what you were doing?
That's what I was asking for, hell yeah.
Tide, the city is rising, and all because of you. Give me a Guided by Voices.
Oh, wait, maybe they could do a little.
Just a janin.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
You got it. You can chunk it. When the fighters have become the enemy, when the fighters have become the enemy, you know the crowd is raging, they are silent.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Not bad, I hear it. I hear it.
It's not my best. But my best is out there. Somebody actually took that, my vocals, and made a full track of it. That's out there on the internet somewhere.
I love that song.
What? I just wanted to congratulate you guys on the 200. My only other memory that I wanted to for sure bring up is Brick by Brick.
Brick by brick. One way or another, it's a brick by brick. Very good. That is a classic moment.
Classic.
We should do this like, this is my real-time live note for Chris Robeson, who edits our best ofs. We should make a real big grand deal about these best of moments, but then when we're talking about it, it's very dismissive. You know? Oh yeah, that was good. Yeah, show that one. Well, thank you for being a supporter and a fan and my biggest fan.
Proud patron.
Join Patreon at patreon.com/officehourslive. How are you today, Doug? Can you hear me?
I'm good. Yeah, I can hear you.
Doug was busy this morning weed whacking out front. He was you're weed whacking at the compound here. You're doing a little weed whacking.
That's right.
And Vic?
Hey. Just checking out my dog drops.
Dog droppings.
Very good. Dog drop digging through them again, you know. Yeah, nice. Good. I'm happy to be here. Late night. I was out seeing Sarah Potenza last night. So
Sarah Potenza.
At the
big
club.
Powerful voice.
Powerful voice, beautiful show. Get a chance to see her do it up. Highly recommend it.
All right, bring me someone. Let's do the city of the day, Matt. City of the day. We'll get things started in that respect.
It's a rock and roll version.
Wow.
Today.
Still very limp. The city of the day.
Limp Bizkit. Mm. Wait till they get to the hardcore part, though. It's pretty fun. You'll hear.
Who did it?
Nice. Lars Ulrich's new site. Today's city of the day is sponsored by Spalding Gray's Balding Spray. Let's face it, guys, having hair just isn't cool anymore. Being bald is hot. Some of the most badass alpha males forego the fur. We're talking The Rock, Jeff Bezos, and my man Joe Rogan. just to name a few. So if you aren't lucky enough to have male pattern baldness, strangle a bottle of Spalding Gray's balding spray and get after it. This spray is made from 100% artificial chemicals that will turn any head of hair into an attractive skin mountain in under 10 minutes. Best part, it'll never grow back. If Spalding were alive, we'd know he'd love to be bald. Excuse me. If Spalding were alive, we'd know he'd love to be bald. That's why his estate is proud to use his name for this incredible spray. Spalding Gray's Balding Spray, available exclusively at Forever 41. Warning, wash your head immediately after using this product as irreversible rage may occur due to chemical brain absorption. I don't know what that means. Go to chemicalspray.biz to find your order. We should have a new company called Chemical Spray. Chemical Spray.
I like that improv at the end there.
Thanks. By the way, so this the other day, well,
our city of the day.
Yes, I understand.
8.
Oh, we got to get the city.
Eight. Are you there? Eight.
Eight.
Oh.
Just the number 8.
What are you, on Stranger Things?
Like the
or
dog
something?
Named 7.
Just number 8. Palestine, Texas.
This show just can't be about talking there? About numbers.
Hello. All right. What is your city of the day?
Palestine, Texas.
Palestine, Texas. You guys ever run through Palestine, Texas?
No.
What is this? Why are you willfully pronouncing it wrong to separate it from Palestine?
Yeah,
we're in Palestine. We're Palestine. See? There's the
fucking right, man.
Palestine. We ain't no Arab from Palestine. We're Palestine. See?
Well, there's my favorite song. Thank God.
Where's that Palestine? Where's that at now?
It's in behind the Pine Curtain in Deep East Texas.
What is that?
I don't know what any of that means. Pine Curtain?
What's the Pine
Curtain?
Heard
the Pine Curtain? The Pine, like the... No, it's Deep East Texas, man. The real, very
deep
rural
East
area.
Deep East Texas. So heading towards Oklahoma.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Adrian Peterson, the running back, was from Palestine, but that's about it.
So I don't slap the people I can't change.
All right, okay. I don't know what that
is. Where?
All right, well, there you have it, folks. Texas is a terrible place.
Palestine, Texas.
Oh, my goodness.
Zulu, you're boycotting Texas. No playing in Texas, okay?
I'm that's enough.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You're from Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We love Texas. Everything's a little bigger down there, isn't it?
Just a little.
Where are you from?
Well, let me say a little behind the scenes here on these on the product. We had Spalding Gray's Balding Spray. I tweeted this over the weekend, but me and Doug, we get out there on the court. We're playing a little tennis.
You tweeted what?
Well, I said big news that we brainstormed two big new fake ads on the tennis court. That's where a lot of these... You know, if you're making a documentary about us, a la Get Back, you would have, and they're filming us on the court, which they should be.
Why aren't they?
They should be.
They should be. ESPN should be.
You would have seen Spalding Gray's Balding Spray pop into our lives. It was nowhere. It didn't exist on this planet. Do you guys know Spalding Gray?
No.
He's before your time. Let me explain to my audience, too. He was a monologist. Back before you had these stand-up comedians that don't tell a single joke over a whole hour,
uh-huh.
Right? Who go into their whole personal lives without any punchlines or any kind of humor. You had guys like Spalding Gray who were New York storytellers, big time storytellers. He had made did a movie or a Broadway show called Swimming to Cambodia, directed by Jonathan Demme. And he's a great storyteller. Sound like John Stewart. Isn't that like a John Stewart kind of jumped off a bridge. He did jump off a bridge and killed himself.
Didn't
a boat.
He?
Oh, actually.
My dog.
A boat.
Huh? Ferry boat. A boat. What's the difference between a boat and a bridge? I mean, both getting you across a body of water.
I thought he just walked into the sea like and just kept walking.
Good point.
Didn't he just keep walking
no,
into the water?
No, it's very sad. He
that was, Tim's
he was,
character in the comedy.
He was he had terrible chronic pain and
it was an accident.
No, it wasn't an accident.
Or he was in an accident, so that's why he was in
right. Pain. So, anyways, I don't know.
That got a little dark.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, it'll stuff. Get darker.
This is yeah, yeah. Who else died recently? Okay.
Let's go through that.
Can we discuss today?
A lot of death. Nancy Pelosi passed away this morning.
Right.
No way.
No, I'm sorry. She has tested positive for COVID.
Oh, shit.
Same thing.
I got it.
She's as good as gone.
Virus. I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm
man, it's party time.
What would the national reaction be to her passing? Like, in what would the news cycle be on that for week?
A
week?
Three? For sure.
3 weeks.
Up until the funeral.
The state funeral? She had funeral?
They would drive her through the city for people to view.
Interesting.
I saw a bunch of memes when Rush Limbaugh died. Like, everyone was really happy for some reason. Like, I mean, I know he's not really the best, like, reputable character.
Yes,
but
yeah. So he's definitely not the best.
He was pretty good.
So that's good like, putting it.
So I feel like people might be a little stoked, but not me personally.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
There would be cheering in some quadrants.
Stoked, yeah. The news would make her look
the
like
news
a hero.
Would, yeah, Wolf Blitzer would be very verklempt. You would say, and listen, I'm evolving, and I'm a growing person. I'm in a lot of ways losing some weight, which is nice, but growing in other ways, emotionally, and spiritually. Not spiritually so much, emotionally. And I don't love the sort of like cheering people who die. I don't love
You're
that.
You're not into it.
No, I don't care who they are.
Yeah.
The smirking kind of like that. You know, if some like a. When Clarence Thomas was in the hospital a couple weeks ago, people were like, you know, here he's going to die. Whoopee. Like, it's a little, you don't have to do that.
No, I'm all for it. I'm into it.
You're into it. You celebrate death.
I celebrate death.
Really, for me, it depends who, but.
But yeah. Who, I mean, let's say Putin. He would be one that we'd be kind of like, oh, that's a relief.
I'd be like indifferent. Like I
would be indifferent if Putin passed.
I wouldn't be like, oh, bro. Yeah, I wouldn't be sad, but I wouldn't be like, hey, you know. I would just be like, oh, you know.
It might change. I mean, the good thing about him passing, God, you know, God forbid, no, if he passed, it would change some. It would affect like real people's lives.
Right. Yeah. Right? It would save many lives.
I'll say it. Yeah. I'll say it. I'm anti-Putin. Okay. I'll get people. On the record. Go ahead, Doug.
You'll celebrate.
No, I said I will. Will I celebrate? No, just even if it's a good thing for the world, it's like celebrating it feels weird.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, would you go out to lunch with me if he did?
we'd
grab a bite.
We'd get pizza.
Okay.
Order a cake.
I'm not saying I would celebrate, but have a nice meal.
When Putin goes, they're going to do one of those frozen, like what they did with Lenin. Where it's
they're going to freeze them. Yeah.
Freeze
them.
Keep them on display.
Put them behind glass. Yeah. Him and Nancy can go on tour together.
I don't know. I don't know, Vic. See, now you cross the line. Let's take a Zoomer.
Let's check in on the hotline.
Oh, hotline would be good.
Huge innovation in the last 200 episodes, right? Let's talk to first-time caller Natalie, 801. Natalie, are you there? You are live on the air.
Oh,
I like that, Matt. Live on the air. That sounds like a real
show. It's my new innovation to
make
it clear.
That.
Hello, Natalie.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, hi. Sorry, I'm a little shy. I've always wanted to talk, and just want to say congratulations for the 200th episode. I've been always wanted to do this, and just, finally got on, I guess.
All right.
Nice.
Nice.
Where are you calling from, Natalie?
Yeah, all right. I am from Salt Lake City, Utah.
All right.
Yeah.
I think you guys would have a good show in Salt Lake City.
We played in Salt Lake.
Yeah?
Yeah, we played in Salt Lake. It was cool.
I'm a punk rocker too, so it's
punk rocker.
Cool. The cool thing.
So
Yeah, those were really good.
Punksters, really?
Yeah, they tried to get our show shut down because they said we were racist.
You were racist. How did that work?
They tried.
Yeah.
They tried. Someone tried calling the council.
Somebody let me know in there, are people hearing Dez? Because he's so belligerently off mic that I'm concerned. It's almost like an act of protest.
All right, let me participate.
No, but if you can hear him loud and clear because of all the open mics in here, I'm not going to complain.
No bullshit.
But who said you were racist, these pigs?
Some people in the punk rock community didn't like a t-shirt that we made, so they started emailing the city council and calling.
So it was an inner community scuffle on.
Can
this.
You describe like the t-shirt?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
The t-shirt said abolish white hardcore.
That's a hot take. I'm fine with that. As long as you don't touch my folk rock that I do. Let me please do my
no
folk
Don
rock.
Denver.
Oh, wait a minute. Stay away from my folk rock music, please. Let me have that.
As long as everyone showers.
Yeah!
Well, okay. That was a, Natalie, that was an underwhelming call from you, I hate to say.
We didn't give her a chance, though.
Well, be nice
to Natalie.
She called just to say hello.
Did she go already? All right.
Let's be gracious. Thanks, Natalie.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Call again.
So wonderfully honest.
It's a refreshing change. Listen, at Club Random, you never know what's going to happen. Is Bill Maher there? I heard Bill Maher was calling in.
Edible panties.
Mm. Hello, Bill. Bill, are you there?
My dog passes rubber gloves.
That's Bill Shatner.
Now, Bill's got a new podcast. It's on YouTube now. It's called Club Random.
You know what? I'd still fuck her if she was shitting on my dip. But
do you want to dip in? Is it too early?
I think it's too early for that. Why don't we kick off Ameripun Idol?
Yeah, sure.
Jeez.
Where?
Jeez, Louise.
We're kicking off episode 200 with one of our best episodes yet.
Are any of the finalists in the Zoom room yet? Do you want to announce the finalist? You got a list?
Yeah, no, I don't have a list. Or maybe
it's
I do.
The dock,
it's on my dock.
It's at 11:10 though. So you scroll down. Page 4.
So our finalists, after just a let me just say one thing about this. I didn't vote on this. I'm clearly the Ryan Seacrest. I mean, only the Ryan Seacrest situation. I don't have any say over this. This is the guys, Miles, and then we have a saved. Someone got saved by the. Patreon community. So the finalists from last week who brought the puns that these guys love the most, and I just thought there was a ton of great ones. I think there were some people that were frankly robbed at gunpoint by these guys. Terrible, terrible disgrace. But it is what it is. And so the finalists are Madison.
She here?
She's here.
She's here.
And Duck. Where do you see Duck? You're going to love Duck. And Yumi. Why does it look like Adele is talking to him? Is that Adele? Is that Adele? Is Adele zooming? Who is this? Hello?
Oh, that's our last caller.
Oh, there's my.
Adele. No, Natalie was on the phone, not on Zoom. Is that you, Adele? Can you speak?
Adele.
I can't remember. Oh, Maya. That's Maya.
I don't know what's going on today.
Maya, are you still there? You with us?
Hello.
Are you Adele or not? I don't know what Adele. I mean, does she look like Adele a little bit? A little?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it. You ever get that? Ever walk into an elevator and someone goes, Adele?
Well, actually, one time, this guy at Goodwill said that I look like Adele.
There it is.
Hello.
There we go.
There we go.
Evidence.
Are you seeing this guy in the shower up here?
No. There's a guy in the shower.
There's a guy in the shower up here.
Let's see. Let's see if we can see some D&B.
Roger, let's see some stuff.
Give me the D&B. D&B. I'm going to make a new song. Ready? Something ballady. A little ballady.
I sound like mindfulness.
Just something. You know what I mean?
Wait, what? Let him talk here.
I was watching that song.
I'm saying D&B, though. Let's just say D&B.
Doing all business in the shower.
Huh?
A what?
I was watching that Seinfeld episode when Kramer starts doing all the business in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's cooking and taking his calls. So that's what I do now.
Just drain balls.
Yeah, also read that. I've taken Jordan Peterson's advice and I'm cleaning my balls and my asshole and... You know, cleaning myself really well.
If you're going to do a Zoom call, you should be in a nice suit, okay, with a vest.
Yes, unbearable. This is where I am. This is where I take my phone. So
that's pretty good. All right. Well, get him out of my face. I don't want to see this guy.
God, so I hated that.
Oh, I hated that. He loves music, by the way.
He's very into it. He's very
Jordan
moved
Peterson
by it.
Jordan Peterson loves music.
Seinfeld
very
bass.
Emotional.
I heard the Seinfeld bass, and it just reminded me how beautiful music can be.
He's a big blues rock guy.
I've looked at the darkest things I could possibly find for a long, long time. There were paintings on the ceilings. I had hundreds of them.
Jim, right. Would you go to lunch with me if he sadly passed?
Sadly passed. To honor his memory.
You should have seen that clip you sent when they asked him if he was happy. Madam, what a fucking Pandora's box that question is. Happy?
Pull that up.
Oh what my do you God. Mean? That has no meaning to me. What is happiness? It's much more important to experience.
Classic example. Full. There's a chicken, and the farmer goes out every day and fucks the chicken.
Stop it. That's not real.
It's real.
It's not.
It is. It's real. 100%
get
real.
Him out of here.
Classic example.
He's banned. Jordan, you're banned.
He's banned. Bye-bye.
New rule.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, wait.
All right, we were announcing the People's Choice, right?
Yeah, People's Choice is John Galantini. John Galantini, all the way from London, England.
Saved from the loser's circle. Do you want to hear from one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get it on.
How do we decide who goes first?
Let's start with Yumi.
Yumi? Okay.
Yumi, you are up with your pun. We understand what's happening now. We're choosing the finale here.
Is this going to be a 5 scale? How are we going to do this?
Oh, snap.
Or they just pick at the end?
That's a good question.
Thank you, John.
We're
going to
figure out how to do this.
Yeah.
We're just going to go up, down, up, down.
Then what if more than one makes it?
We cross that bridge when we get there.
Zulu decides.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, yes. We could.
Go. Tiebreaker Zulu decides.
Do you like humor? Do you like wordplay? Do you like puns?
I love it all.
Okay.
Do you like to laugh?
No.
Do you like to have fun?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
some people might prefer misery.
I like fun.
Okay, good. You get along then. All right, what is it? What is the deal? What is your pun? Ready? Yumi, take it away.
Ready. I've been prepping all week. All right. So I was just remembering a while ago, I took a semester at the David Lynch College of Visual Arts, and he was doing a class on figure drawing, and I drew this model up, and then he comes over and says, "He did a good job on the body, but I think you messed up her face. Erase her head."
Eraser.
I mean,
like a movie. You get it?
It's like.
Christine's giving it a thumbs down.
Yeah. Wow. I like it.
I appreciate the reference. So
it's a little.
I appreciate. It's okay. It's cool, but
it's a little.
Well, you're up from the Inland Empire, so you should like.
Mm-hmm. So as a band, what do we got? We got a single vote. It looks like.
What's that? What are you saying?
As a band.
Thumbs down.
That's two thumbs down in the back.
God. That's it.
Yeah, I tried to give you a thumbs up, but it's not working.
All right.
We're sorry.
It's a little stale.
That's one thumb.
Hey, but if it means anything, I kind of liked it.
It does mean something.
It does,
of course,
it does mean something.
Vic? It was cool.
These are the finals.
So what was this? This was
this
all
is
two
for all?
Down
that's
marbles?
One vote, yeah.
I mean, I think it could have been slightly better, but I appreciate the reference of David Lynch. I'm gonna pass you through to Glendale. Let's see what Doug has to say.
Yeah. Here it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, so that,
it could have used a little editing, though. You could have said, "I showed David Lynch my drawing, and he said, erase your head." Like, you know, keep him just for future,
very good.
And listen, then do the accent. And then,
here's how it's going to work. It, you're alive for now, and I think we might have to have a runoff at some point later.
Yeah, it was the delivery for me.
Should they come up with another one?
More,
another.
I got more prep.
No, they get one shot.
Okay.
All right, let's get Duck in here.
Well,
see if
I think Phil is here.
Oh. Okay.
Let's let Phil want to weigh in.
Let's let Phil throw a wrench in the gears.
Well, I thought we were going to come back to this throughout the show.
We will. Right? You're right, Matt. You're keeping the trains on time. You're keeping us on track. Captain Carlin is cracking the whip.
Phil, are you there, Phil?
He passed away a long time ago, too.
Phil?
Phil. No.
What the hell? Are
you on?
What's this now?
He's doing... look at this.
Oh, look at... Wait
working hours with Phil Ron. He's got his own intro, Tim.
What's
going on here?
I'm confused. Got his own intro. Has he hacked into the mainframe here?
Wow, okay.
What the hell?
Hey, everybody! Phil Braun. We're on for Working Hours, episode number one. Glad everybody could be here today. How's everybody doing out there?
Phil, are you're calling into our show.
He's doing his own show inside our show.
We got a lot of things going on today. We've got special guests. We've got your Zooms today. We got the joke line everybody's going to love. We got Mountain of the Day. We got all kinds
Mountain
of things
of the day.
Happening
Phil,
here.
Phil,
so,
can you hear me? Can he hear me?
Sir, we're trying to get the show going here, so if you could kind of keep it down until we get going,
well,
I'll be letting
Phil,
the
you're
Zooms,
calling
Zooms
into,
in.
You're, I know what you're doing. You're calling into my show, trying to hijack my show to do your show, and that's disrespectful to somebody that's been supportive of your comedy
right,
for years.
Tim, I'm going to have to mute you here.
You can't do that.
Until we can, you'll just be patient here just a little bit. Okay, yes. We got him muted? Okay, good. All right, good.
Are you muted?
We'll let you on in just a little bit. Just be patient, Tim. We got a lot of things going on today. I've got a very special guest here today. You've seen her stand-up comedy. You've seen her on the Emmy-winning award Baskets. You've seen her on, I think, the Oscar-winning Marriage Story. You've seen her on Marvel. You've seen her. You're seeing her now on Euphoria on HBO, and you are going to see her on the next season of Hacks on HBO too. That is the great Martha Kelly, who is Martha in
Hi.
My Zoom. Right. Hey.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Great. How are you doing, Martha? Good to see you. Good to hear from you.
Good to see you.
What's going on?
I'm in a bit of a chaotic environment right now, so hopefully.
Okay. That's nobody right now. We'll let the Zoomers in and ask you some questions here in a minute. But
yo, what's going on, yo?
So,
who's that? Who said what's going on?
Hang on.
What's up, Martha?
I tell you what, I'll unmute him. I'll unmute Tim here.
Hey, I'm on the air. Am I on the air?
Oh, wait a minute.
Hello, Martha.
Great to be. Who is this?
Great to
Vic?
Be on the
is
show.
This, you?
This is Vic. Yes, this is Vic Berger. And I just want to enjoy.
Hang up on him,
Martha.
Hang up. What? Hang up.
I'm a guest on a show.
Hold well,
on.
Take it outside. You want to leave?
Phil, I gotta go outside. Okay.
Martha?
Yeah,
on the show.
This has been fun.
Martha, are you there?
Hi, Vic. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I would ask, I'm a big fan of your work, and I appreciate you, all that you do, but you are, I kindly ask that you hang up on Phil Braun right now. I did not give him permission to conduct an interview with you, and this is very disrespectful to our show. So if you want to remain a friend of the show, I would suggest you terminate this call immediately.
Oh no,
Martha's contractually obligated to be on my show.
How do you mean that? No, how do you mean that? How do you mean she's contractually obligated to? She signed something? Did you sign anything, Martha?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that I signed an NDA. So I can't answer that because of the NDA.
Why would you sign something with Phil Braun? This guy's nobody.
I'll start fucking banning.
Listen, admittedly, I called Martha. I was in a frenzy last night trying to get this show together. It was about 3:30
in the
morning.
Why do this to my show? Why come and hijack my show? What are you doing that for? What is the point of this?
This is our show. Is going to be we're going to be right here every week Thursdays at 10:30.
10:30.
Yeah, and I don't have the infrastructure. So I need to use kind of your equipment and your Zooms to broadcast.
Uh-huh. So you, so and your thought process was just go ahead and ram this through without talking to me about it.
Well, I have Martha Kelly on the line. If you want to ask her any questions,
I don't.
If you don't, I can just mute.
If I were to ask Martha Kelly questions,
you.
I would ask her questions. I would ask her to be on my show.
Well, I could.
Sorry, did Tim? Sorry, did I hear you say you have a question?
No, I don't.
Oh. Okay, well, we're going to mute Tim.
I actually have a question, Martha. Phil rattled off a huge string of credits, including credits for stuff that you haven't done yet. Was that permitted?
Again, I can't answer any questions.
Okay, well then why would I be asking you
wait,
any questions?
Wait, she can't answer your questions and only
yeah.
Phil's
She's
questions?
Currently. Oh wait, Doug, you want to ask a question? Let me unmute you, Doug. Okay. Okay. Hang on a second. I got a lot. I'm trying to figure out
how does he have controls
this.
To mute us? That's what I want to know.
How is he hacked into our system?
All right, Doug, you're unmuted.
Am I unmuted?
Tim,
yeah.
Yeah. Tim, I'm going to have to mute you, though. All right, well, okay. All right, Tim, you're muted. All right, Doug, ask your question. She's on the current Euphoria, season two. I had to stop watching it, though, because there were a lot of nude people that showed up. The episode that I watched with her, and it scared me a bit. So I got to get back to it, though. It's a good show.
I've gotten a lot of feedback from people saying that when they saw my episode, they had to stop watching. So I appreciate you.
Yeah. Why did your character make everyone get naked like that in that scene?
You know, again, I'm not at liberty to answer any questions.
Oh, so you can't
Phil's.
Answer my questions either? Only Tim's questions?
No.
Phil's
I
questions.
I mean, Phil's.
Sorry.
Okay. Phil, yeah. Can you ask
Sorry.
Her on my behalf? Did she get to see the naked people, or was she not in that? Was she in her trailer during that naked part?
Did you see everybody undressed in your scene, Martha?
I could have, but I chose not to. I looked away, so that's just part of my process.
Can you ask her if she didn't even take one little peek at a wiener?
Did you hear that question, Martha?
No, I'm sorry.
Phil, I want you to ask it to her, please.
Oh, did you sneak a peek by chance? Just anybody?
Exactly how I said it, Phil.
I'm trying to like juggle all the
I
things
said it
going
like this.
On in the OBS.
Did you get one little sneak peek at a wiener?
Did you get one little sneak peek at a wiener?
No, I didn't. And honestly, that's not an appropriate question, and you're canceled now.
Oh,
sorry
no.
to say. Yeah,
you mean
I'm
canceled.
She's the one in this man. Hardcore pornography show.
Man, I think it's a fair question. It's something you
want to
know.
Oh, Vic's still on the line.
Sounds like
it's great to be on the show. Hey, Martha, I'm on the show with you guys.
You sound like Video
hey,
Killed
Vic.
The Radio Star. What's that guy? Bungle.
I'm not gonna ask
Budgie.
I'm not gonna ask about penises or anything. But what do you enjoy doing over the pandemic? What'd you do?
Can I ask, is this bit intended to go over 10 minutes? Because it's 10 minutes. Thank you, Phil.
I like this show.
Phil,
this is a
can you
show.
Unmute Tim, please?
Tim is muted, but he's trying to move on the show. But
the
like,
Buggles.
This is
a good show.
Yeah.
I'll unmute Tim here. Right. Martha, did you know that Vic has a dog named Rosie? And Vic, did you know Martha has a dog named Rosie too?
I heard about that from you before. That's really cool. Like she's it was a bit loud in here, so we put her outside with Lieutenant Carson. But I think she's enjoying the show too. She enjoys being here. I just like nice camaraderie and everything.
Okay.
So.
Very good.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah. Thanks, callers.
Let's disconnect Phil, please. Thank you.
Anybody want to hear the mountain of the day?
No, we don't want to hear the mountain.
Yeah, what
of
is
day.
It? I want to hear it.
It's Charles Mound.
Charles Mound.
The highest
Mound?
Point in Illinois.
That's not really a mountain.
I say it is.
It's not a mountain. There's no mountains in Illinois, Phil. You should have started off with a real mountain.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's a cool show, though.
That was a good show.
Thank you, Martha.
Is it? Okay, you can do that show and see where you're, see how your monthly paycheck dwindles.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Martha. And we'll see everybody next week on Working Hours, okay?
Do you have a theme
Great,
song?
Where do we
you.
Find the show, Phil? Thank you, Martha, I suppose.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks to you, Martha.
Thank you. You'll find it right here. Right here on this channel every week at 10:30.
Get this picture of Vic off my fucking...
I know, good God.
God damn it. I can't look at any of these people anymore. I gotta go lie down.
Thanks for coming.
I thought that was part of the... I am a pedophile.
We don't know. It could be.
Shut up.
Excuse me.
Son of a...
Hey, by the way, Clinton Haynes is here. Let's bring Clinton Haynes in.
What, should we show his video first?
Let's show him, and then we can have him play the video if he chooses.
I see.
Clinton Haynes, what's next? Clinton Calvin's?
Clinton, I should say Fruit of the Loom.
Fruit of the Looms.
Clinton, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, Clinton. So Clinton.
It's back to Phil.
Oh, I gotta, sorry, I have to do something.
Clinton.
So many graphics.
Well, hey, by the way, let me just say, you're one of my favorite callers, and I love what you do out
Clinton,
there.
Clinton, give me a what's up again.
What's up? Hi, thanks, Tim. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, there we go.
Clinton had, I think, one of the best puns last week, and he made a For Your Consideration video that I think we can run right now if we want to. I just want to talk a little bit about the experience of getting what I thought was a great performance and then getting voted down. But let's watch the video, and then we could talk to Clinton after.
Now that's a pun. Hello, my name is Clinton Haynes. I'm one of the semi-finalists for the official Office Hours Mirror Pun Idol Pun Competition, Pun Contest. And now the power is up to you, the Patreon members. It's now your job to vote for one of us semi-finalists. If you give me your vote, I promise I'll deliver a fantastic pun performance, a performance of my greatest pun that I could possibly come up with in the next few days. I'm usually quite introverted, but with puns, I become the life of the party.
Is that a joke?
So go on the official Office Hours Patreon.com website. Listen, I like puns.
There you go, Clinton. Whoa, whoa. Ouch.
Uh-oh.
Clinton, I think you've got an I think you've got an enemy here in Doug Lucenhop. I think he's the rat in the room. So he does not care for you for some reason. Might be the caterpillar on top of that lip. Can't.
Sorry.
So,
Clinton. I mean, you lost me in the middle there somewhere, but I'm still, I'm coming in with a... I'm not going to hold that against you. That.
Thanks, Doug. I'll get you back in the future.
I was impressed with Clinton's video and felt that I would love to have you as our official Down Under representative for Office Hours going forward.
Well, good day to you. Here we go.
Aren't you from England?
No. From the bottom of Australia, Tasmania.
Ah,
there you have it, folks. Now, I'm going to need you, because you're the only official representative from Australia, I'm going to need you to relocate right to that middle spot in the middle of the country.
Real dry.
What's that called? It's not Uhuru or Uhulu?
Is Alice Springs Uluru?
Uluru. That used to be called Ayers Rock, but of course we cannot call these names, these things anymore. It has to go back to the name of the original people there. The Uhuru from Star Trek. So I know that's not where you want to live because there's not much going on there, but if we're going to do this, we got to do it right. So you got to get out there and live in the middle of nowhere, in the outback.
There's no COVID there, so that's good.
That's good. You'll be safe and sound. So say goodbye to your friends and family. That's where you'll be relocating to be the official representative of Australia, of Office Hours in Australia.
Okay.
Thank you.
I suffered through a 10-minute Phil Braun bit, and you're telling me to move it along? Clinton, I think you're one of the greats down there. I'm going to go down there and visit you soon. Let's do another pun. I think we bring Duck in the room and see what if he
Are
can.
You playing that?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I did that.
Thanks, Clinton.
Thank you.
Wait, he didn't play the pun yet, did he?
Duck. Did he do his pun?
He's not a finalist.
What? Oh, okay. Now I'm catching.
Oh, so what is he then?
He's just a guest.
Well, then I'm... All right.
He's just a...
Honorable mention.
All right. So, Duck, how are you this morning?
I feel like he should be in the running now.
Hi.
A quack to you, Duck.
Oh, well, thank you, Tim. So thanks for everybody that voted for me. I can't believe it. I'm not really that great at puns, but all right.
This is right.
Ready? You ready for this?
Now, who is you?
Who is what?
We are, by the way, we are fully breaking Zulu's brains right now.
I wasn't expecting this either.
Zulu.
Duck, I didn't think you'd be an actual duck.
Well, it's a drawing of a duck. It's not an actual duck.
I mean, but you know, the representation. Yeah.
And you got wings, too.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I got wings. I can sing. I can dance. I got everything.
Oh my God, he's dancing. Oh.
Hey, I never seen a wide shot of Duck. Yeah,
how wide can he get, Duck?
Hey, Duck, let's see your D&Bs.
He's been here before?
D&Bs.
Yeah, been here before. So, yeah, I'm ready to give you my pun.
All right, let's see.
Been working hard all week.
By the way, I'm getting the vibe that Zulus aren't huge fans of puns in general, which is not working for the contestants today. But
no, we love puns.
Okay.
Don't worry, Zulu. Mine's gonna be extra special.
Well, Duck, good luck.
Duck.
Thank you.
Good
thank
duck
you.
To you. Luck all right. To you.
All right. So I got this nephew. He's a goose, and he's the cutest little guy. And he applied. He tried out for the school band. And he got in. So they're going to have their first concert, and it's going to be a John Williams medley. So it's going to have all the classics, Jurassic Park, Superman, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and oh, I'm so pumped for him. For the Star Wars theme, they're giving him a honk, oh my God, honk solo. Oh my God, I brutalized the ending. Oh no.
Oh, no.
Oh man.
That was a photo.
I gotta say, it almost was so like.
I thought that was part of it.
Darth Maul over here.
When I heard John Williams, I was like, oh, okay, you're gonna say something really cool. And then you just went with the. Oh man, I don't know about that one.
Oh,
I butchered it.
I don't even get the ending.
Honk solo.
Like, yeah. Honk solo, right?
Yeah, but honk. What do you mean honk?
A goose is honk. Solo, honk. But he's a goose
and he's
honks.
A goose.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Well, listen. It is what it is. Let's turn it over to Zulu.
Do gooses honk? Geese? Do geese honk?
Yeah.
Officially, yes.
Yeah, they don't quack. They honk.
Because I'm a Star Wars fan, I'm gonna give it an upvote.
I love the delivery. I'm gonna give it an upvote.
The dedication also. The dedication is incredible. I'm going to give it the
what about thank the rhythm you. Section? Let's hear from the rhythm section because they're going to be.
I'll give it a thumbs up.
Woo! Oh, wow. Okay.
Satchel, what are you saying?
No. But the majority has it. I think that's the rule. It's an official upvote.
I think purely because you even mentioned John Williams. I'm like, all right.
Okay, right. you know how to play this. Duck is playing politics here. He must have done a little research on Zulu.
Yeah.
That's one thumb up. Wow. I'm going to give it. You know, because I'm a huge goose fan. I love when they fly over me and create that V. So I kind
of shit on that big old head of yours.
I know.
That's why you wear that hat.
So I got to give it a. But what did you give it?
Thumbs up.
We gave it a thumbs up.
I love it so much. But I'm gonna go down and I'm gonna give it to Doug. Let Doug the pun
what?
Mess.
I just feel like I'm in the twilight zone when Vic gives.
Vic, just give your honest.
Well, I'm second. Okay,
but I get it. Okay,
but then he doesn't. His vote doesn't matter. Then.
I'm gonna say that.
Of course, it matters.
Again,
because you know what,
been,
a unanimous is going to beat a majority at the end of the
day. All right, okay. I'm going. You guys get it. I like it.
What?
Giving a thumbs up.
I don't know.
What?
What's wrong with that?
What?
Is it so? It's thumbs up.
Thumbs up now. Yes. What? Yes. I'm changing it to thumbs up.
No, you can't change your vote. You can't change your vote.
Says who?
Well,
because it's not cool. You're eating into my time.
What should I do? I'm trying
to
make it more exciting.
Stop trying to make it exciting. Just.
I'm not going.
What you think?
I'm going down. Going down.
Oh my God!
I feel like the kid in school who can't do the report but can make a video instead.
Yes.
No, I like the joke. It's a thumbs up for me because.
Okay, so
but it could have been shorter.
Two votes to
again.
One. Okay, you're staying alive.
Yumi and Duck are tied.
There you go.
One up with two up. One
woo-hoo!
Down.
Wonderful stuff. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank
wonder.
All right, thanks.
Sorry, I butchered it. Dang it.
Hey, listen. No apologies necessary. All right.
All right, thanks.
All right.
See you later, Duck.
Duck.
Duck, duck.
Go.
how about a hotliner?
Yeah, let's go back to the hotline. That's what I was thinking, too. All right. Cameron, 215. Cameron, 215, you are live on the air.
He almost took a swan dive, but...
Cameron, you're on the hotline live with Tim Heidecker.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Loving the show today.
You enjoying it?
Hey, now. Yeah, yeah. It's great.
How can I help you today? I'm offering advice. You can ask me questions. This is a great opportunity for people to get in touch with me. And it seems like no one's really taking that opportunity seriously.
Yeah, they're not taking full advantage of having Tim Heidecker on the phone. I understand. Well, I know I was calling because this weekend I'm going to the Fan Expo in Philly, and I'm going to be cosplaying as my favorite CIA agent, Jack Decker.
Oh, well, that's an easy. I always say we try to make our characters very easy to dress up as. You can go to the thrift store and get a black suit and a turtleneck and slick your hair back, get some sunglasses, you're in. We don't do these Darth Maul situations where giant prosthetic heads. Imagine having to try to put together a Darth Maul costume at this late stage of the game. So what are you going to, FanCom in Philly? Now, are they spelling that P-H?
No. That would be too creative, but no, it's Fan Expo, it's called. It's actually my first. I've never been to one of these cons before, so.
And why are you doing this?
What's
the point of doing this, by the way?
Why?
Yeah, why? Show your support?
Question, actually. Yeah.
You trying to meet girls there?
I'm actually going with a girl, so that's the main reason going.
Sweetheart, I got the weekend planned. We're going to go experience incredibly bad B.O. What is that?
That's what I've heard.
That's what the hotel room will sound like after the con.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
If you're going down to Philly, you should go check out all the Independence Mall and Constitution Boulevard and all that historical stuff.
Well, I live here, so I've been there, done that. And you're a Philly guy too, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Used to live south in Bainbridge. South 6 in Bainbridge, but, eh? You know, Philly people are always going, like, eh?
Yo.
Wood ice and cheese steaks.
All right. Enough of this.
All right.
I'm gonna drop you hard.
Thanks, Cameron.
I'm going to drop you off the Ben Franklin Bridge.
All that cheese.
Like Spalding Gray.
By the way, one of my favorite things to do, I got to do this week. Ken Burns comes out with a new doc. It's like, that's porn for me. I mean, I enjoy porn too, but this is my ecstasy. He's got this fucking doc on Ben Franklin, right? 2-part documentary on PBS. What I do is I get all cozy in my bed, take a little weed.
It's weed. Right?
Little bit of the vape stuff. It's legal, folks.
Just one weed.
One weed.
One weed.
Okay. The dandelion. And I go, and then I go, and I just let Ken and his storytelling and Mandy Patinkin and all the voice, all these
Peter Coyote?
Peter might have been doing the VO. Let's find out. And they start telling me, in 1702, Benjamin Franklin's born and he's growing up and they're showing all these old pictures and I'm floating away into dreamland, taking myself way back into colonial times where a lot of bad things happened.
I was about to say.
I mean, please.
You can go there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
shit. You can have fun.
Yes, of course. No question about that. We can't change the past. We can only change the future. Right? And that's what I'm trying to do every day. Well, those were bad times.
Yeah, they were awful times.
Yeah. But there's something relaxing
about slavery?
No! I gotta make it all about slavery. You don't think that's all people were doing back then, slaving away?
Yes.
Well, listen. They addressed, I mean, that's a big part of it for sure. And is it, no, I just love the pace of that kind of Ken Burns storytelling. I find it very, and I just drift off.
You like digital zooms into stills.
Guess what? When these motherfuckers were, he's going to go, he's like, I got to go to London. He's like in Philadelphia. He's like, I got to go to London to do some business, try to get these people to stop taxing us and everything. They get on a ship. 4 months to get across this fucking ocean. Four. That's stupid.
For a meeting.
Yeah. Could have done it over the phone.
They should have just called him.
Yeah.
Anyways, fantastic. Boy, am I happy when I get in that zone. Hey, it is 11 o'clock. What I want to do now.
Cut to tape.
1, 2, 3.
Is give Zulu a chance to blow us away one more time. What are you going to be doing for us?
We're going to play a couple songs for you guys. I got to go to the bathroom.
Is that one of the songs? No. This is one of our songs. I got to go to the bathroom.
I just have to go to the bathroom.
Do you have to do that first?
Yeah, can you get through this? No,
I could do this right
now. So we're going to do a Zulu set, and then you're going to go
number, go to the bathroom.
Number three.
Number one.
Number one. Very good. And then we'll talk and we'll keep
do
the show going.
To cool. Go out.
Yeah, you do whatever you want. What is permission?
Are you scared of the music?
No, I'm getting in a defensive position down here. Take it away! Zulu!
Alright, this one's called Straight from the Tribe of the Moon, yo.
What we're gonna do? Respect is not the system. Lost stop is the system. Oh. How could you live without being heard? Nothing, tell us everything. On your son. Let me go. No. No. No.
It's so early to be screaming.
No, you guys are killing it. You got one more in you?
We got one more for you guys called 52 Fatal Strikes.
Zulu, everybody. Support Zulu at Zulu Los Angeles on Twitter. Where else?
Black Power Violence on Instagram.
Yeah, baby.
You can catch us out in these streets. 52 Fatal Strikes.
Sick, good.
you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We are back. We're not going to break. Sit down.
Okay.
You can go break.
I'll be right back. I'll be back.
If you're not watching live, catch us on patreon.com/officehourslive.
Thank you, Captain Carlin. Thank you, Captain Carlin.
Hello, this is Leonard Nimoy letting you know about the Office Hours Patreon. If you sign up today, you'll get a whole other hour of today's show. Plus the Joel Hole, the Compound, producer Matt's interview podcast, and lots more. All for just $5 per month or $55 for an entire year. So beam yourself up to patreon.com/officehourslive and sign up today.
Tim, it's nuts. Tim, it's nuts.
I have so many great ideas.
Wonderful. Say again?